Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Huge, huge, action-packed show for you. But start off with the proper introduction. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It's good to be here, man. Good to be back. I appreciate y'all. I had to reschedule my holiday trip. Shout out to Blankenbaker and the Blankenbaker family. Saw Crumb's Revenge out there.
Michael Lindsay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay, where'd you go?
And by the way, he's a real one.
Listen,
I was with my family, right? And he comes up to me, and I feel somebody tap me on the shoulder, and he's like, "Hey, man, can I get a picture with Steve Rummage?" And I'm like, "Oh, man, you know," it was like, I'm like, "Oh, you know, I'm thinking it's him, whatever, you know."
Right.
Anyways, we take a selfie together, and he's like, "Man, I appreciate it. Have fun with your family today." And, like, it didn't hit me till afterwards. I was like, Crumb's a real one, man. You know, because I was like, he was just like, he didn't, "Oh, man, yeah, this is my guy," you know.
Right.
Like, he just come up, took a picture. Look, of course, everybody in the family's like, "Dang,
yeah,
that's awesome."
He gave you a nice alley-oop too.
Yeah. I was like, man, Crumbs
is
the dude.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Good looking out.
Yeah. So it was that was cool. But yeah, no, hey, it was a great time.
Okay, Holiday World.
I made a rookie mistake. I mean, Holiday World's awesome. You know, it's Holiday World.
Okay.
You know, everything's cool. It was middle of the week, so lines were short, you know, for the most part. But we did water park most of the day. Rookie mistake.
I'm listening.
I was like, "I don't need shoes."
Like barefoot?
Yeah, like, "I don't need shoes. It's a water park, you know."
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I burnt.
Is that a rookie mistake, Nikki?
I mean, I go kind of shoeless too in water parks.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a common thing, but, you know.
It was so hot. And the ground took the first, I don't know how many layers of skin we have till you get to blood, but I probably only got one left.
That's not a rookie mistake.
It was terrible.
You're like, I mean, your age should dictate.
Yeah.
Did you not put any suntan lotion?
Like, you don't have regenerating skin. Listen, shout out to the guys shout out to your guys who are
Tri-State.
Tri-State Men's Health.
Tri-State Men's Health.
Shout out to them. But your regenerative properties.
Yeah.
In your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Not even the miracle workers of Tri-State.
No. It was hurting. Like, I couldn't walk. Like, by, I mean, you know, now the first couple hours, it was fine. It was like, it's a lot, but whatever, you know, you're just kind of going on. But then my feet started to get raw.
I can imagine.
And like, and now you're walking on this gravel kind of concrete. Yeah, right. It was like, especially this is bad. Like,
especially with the new, with the Crocs and the new easy slip on, oh, all yeah. the available options. Like, that's just a
which, and then the other decision. The other part, the other rookie mistake I made was being 37 and just being like, I'm just going to ride a water roller coaster.
That is a fun water roller coaster.
Well, we did the Mammoth.
Oh, okay. I haven't ridden that one. Okay,
first off, we talked Xavier into doing it with us. To which Xavier, as the ride starts and we start doing this, he's looking at me and his mom like, I'll never trust y'all again.
Okay.
I'll never trust y'all again.
So you crossed a...
He's like, this is the worst thing you've ever done
to me. You crossed a milestone.
Yeah.
Okay, the good old distrust of the
day. Yeah, he was like, you screwed me. You can see it in his face. Like, this is scariest. If Xavier...
And he's a oh yeah, he's an action hound.
No, like, yeah. But I think he was like, this is the scariest blanket thing I've ever done in my life. Like, I mean, he had that look of terror.
He tries to
Congratulations. Our relationship will never be the same.
Yeah.
He tries to jump off six flights of stairs.
Oh, yeah.
So, to the couch.
Yeah.
So, imagine how terrified
but he had. But the Mammoth was it. I mean, you go in this dark tunnel, then you get swallowed with water, and then you're just going down these steep hills, and it's shooting you back up hills. And
how old is Xavier?
5. And he was like, I hate everybody in this thing. Yeah, because we were all like, oh, it'd be fun. You know, don't worry about it. It just goes up and down hills. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, and then on the way up the hill, he's like, I'm a little nervous. And we're like, oh, don't be nervous. It's fun. And then, like, the moment it took off, I was like, not only have I made a mistake by being on this.
Stomach?
Oh, it's just the scariest thing you've ever done. And I'm the heaviest guy in the tube. So guess who goes down all the hills backwards? You know.
I'm watching a POV. Oh, yeah. Of the ride.
It's so horrifying.
So because of the natural weight distribution.
Oh, yeah. Like, who's going backwards? Steve Rummett's going backwards. You got
does it, does it automatically do it, or do y'all like decide?
Who's... Oh, no. It just turns.
Yeah.
It's like one time I got caught going down forward. It was probably as scary as going down backwards. And the hills are really steep because you got to pick up enough speed for it to shoot you back up hills. Because it's a water coaster, and there's 6 of you in there. And it was like, and like I said, Xavier was just the look of horror on his face. And like, as soon as it ended, he was like, I mean, that wasn't that bad. You know, he was like, oh, it was okay. But it was like, no, I seen your face. Like, that was the scariest he'd ever been.
So he was just hanging on for survival.
Oh, yeah. He was just like, don't let me die on this thing. That's all I want to do. And
I trust y'all not to let me die.
Ironically, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, I don't want to die on this thing.
What a horrible way to go.
Yeah. I don't want to die on the Mammoth.
How high is this thing? They're still going up.
It's not even that it's so high. It's just... It's horrifying.
And lack of full certain control. Like, roller coasters have rails, you know, that you ride on. So there's a bit of security. If there's any unpredictability to the flow of water,
that would
bother me.
Yeah, and then like I said, it's the added elements too. You go through these tubes, some parts, and it's dark, and you just get swallowed by water. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the water just, you know, you're like, what? I don't know how they do it.
Do you worry about breathing, or did you have moments
there's moments where you're just kind of like, ugh! You know, like
get waterboarded.
Yeah, it was like, oh my God, like I just got hawked hood by the Mammoth. It was like the worst thing ever.
Sign me up. Yeah.
The Mammoth is the best. The Mammoth is the best.
Okay, Nikki. You gotta get through this assignment.
All right, I'm listening.
Nikki, you were the one who negotiated Extreme Audio, right? Last time.
Stream all. Oh, yeah.
You were the one to negotiate.
I think I did.
Are you going to call them?
Is that people screaming for their lives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing looks wild, man.
Like, as we were going down the first thing, I was like, they're really screaming. Okay. I was like, maybe they're joking.
So it kind of got you. I was like,
maybe they're just going a little overboard. No, they feared, they thought they were going to die, just like everybody else on the ride.
But he did survive it. Said it wasn't that bad.
He survived it. I survived it. We had a good time. We called it a day after that, though. We
like, after the roller coaster?
Yeah, it was like, you know what? We're going to stick to wave pools and
the simpler things.
Yeah.
Which is, there's one there that it had just opened. Sadly, this is sad. The last time I've been to Holiday World was like
probably the Wildebeest
15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you like
the three of you and you just go straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like being on like a bobsled for a
while.
That one's
pretty intense too.
Yeah.
But at least you're just one direction. You're going, you know,
yeah, it's kinda right.
Like this one is just you're everywhere.
Yeah, no, that one, like, the camera was rotating and everything. It was like, yeah, you have no idea what
it was. Yeah, it was, I feel like I'm just throwing my fear onto Xavier. Like, no, I was scared to death. But anyways, Holiday World was awesome. Burnt my feet. All that good stuff. So,
but survived it.
But we had a good time. We had a good family time together. Everything was good. So,
okay. Where are we at? We're closer to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
we're closer to
TBT.
TBT.
Yep.
We talked a lot of soccer yesterday.
I heard. Somebody said he was talking to Chase before. A lot of soccer.
We didn't get overloaded with hate either.
Yeah, no. I think people were on board with it. It was topic du jour.
You got a couple, though, didn't you?
What's that?
Did you get a couple that were like, it was stupid? I hate the show.
No.
Really?
The worst one I got, or a couple I got, was the... Can we get to the video?
Oh, yeah, the video.
The cardinal commitment.
Yeah, the video. That was a good one.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the little show.
Yeah, yeah. Let's rank it right now. Not rank it, but let's say, what's going to make it satisfying? What amount of time... Will the cardinal commitment series, how long do they need to be?
I need 5 minutes. Yeah, I need a good 5 minutes. Like, anything over five to me will be extra.
Okay.
Like, if we're doing a series of them.
Uh-huh.
Now, if it was one, I'd be like, I need like a 25-minute show, you know.
Yeah, if it's just one cardinal commitment thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We got you, Texter. We can do some Nashville talk here in just a little bit.
Nashville.
Yeah. We'll chat. It says Steve, I know you go to Nashville a lot. And I'm taking my girlfriend there for her birthday. It's our first time. What are some must-dos?
Keep your eyes to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do some nighttime.
There might be a lot of eye candy out there.
There will be.
So if you can control your gaze, if you do your pokerish controlling of your gaze, mm-hmm. that's 70% of the battle.
Or play it safe, do a little downtown, but also go over to by Opryland, Opryland Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they got a big mall there. You can do some stuff in Opryland Hotel, or they have a really cool restaurant in the mall next to it, and it's called Aquarium. And the restaurant is essentially inside of an aquarium. Like, it's very cool. And then the mall there is just fantastic. So you can also do some extra stuff. Nikki was crying over Biden yesterday.
No, that did not happen.
Said Nikki crying over Biden getting landslided was a little much.
That did not happen.
Okay. All right.
See, what do you think about? Okay, so they don't tell you. Okay, of course they don't tell you. Extreme Audio. They do not tell you. Come on, give me systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway.
What's your dad needing again?
A stereo.
Okay.
A stereo installation. He needs a key programming.
Okay, like a fob thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, does he need a fob thing, Steve, or does he not know what the battery situation is? Now, Dad, Pops maybe would know about the battery.
Yeah. I think he would know what he needed there.
But I don't know, man.
He would know what he needed there.
Okay, yeah, because he said they were trying to beat him over the head over reprogramming or having to program a new key. Did you have to deal with that before?
Yes.
With the truck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like my truck, the way my key is, it's just a fob that you put in there. Mm-hmm. And one day, it was the day before vacation, and I put it in to start it, and it was like, does not detect fob.
Okay.
I was like, well, that's less than ideal.
Did they beat you over the head for it?
Yeah. I think it was like
a couple hundred bucks. There's no workaround for that?
Nope. Nope. They were like, well, or we can keep the truck. It's whatever you want to do. It's like, no, just give me the fob.
Okay, cardinal commitment. You need, yeah. Okay, do you want more? Okay, what gives it a passing grade? Coaching philosophy, inspirational quotes, player.
I'm already there on that. I don't even need to sell myself there. Just the trailer that they put out. I mean, when I'm watching that and I get the, you know.
It's like they know what you're looking for already. Yeah. It seems like they kind of know.
I mean, hearing Coach Foy just like, hey, do it right or do it again.
Yeah.
That's how we do it, one way or the other.
That was
you
one of my.
Get it right or do it
again. Yeah, he said we do it two ways. We do it right or we do it again.
Yeah. What was Coach Kelsey talking?
Details.
Yeah, I mean, I like
if you
how
do
he was,
anything this week.
Yes.
Do the details.
It's like he was talking to him like, hey, guys, like, yeah, we're fresh here, but we know we're also far enough along. You're basketball players.
And you're older basketball players. Like, you're not children.
Yeah.
YouTube. Maybe after the commercial break, I'll go to the YouTube. Good news, Nikki.
What do we got? What do we got?
Baby boy survived.
Oh, he did? He's back?
Yes.
Like a freaking phoenix from the ashes. Let's go.
I recommend people. It's just those little things that just cases. Like, don't be without a case ever again in your life.
Okay.
Phone cases, like secure. Yeah. Spend your money
spend
on your
a little
case.
Extra and put, protect your phone.
Yeah, protect
especially if you don't buy the insurance. I don't. So
I don't buy insurance.
I'm not paying for that, but I will turn around and buy this $100 case.
Yeah. Pay good money, people, for your coverings.
Yes.
Because I witnessed my MacBook Pro submerged in fruit juices. I looked down in my bag and it was submerged. And I just punted, you know, it was like it's over.
Yeah.
And I just left it on the counter and, you know, I was just cleaning up for dad to come in town and all this stuff. And then really, really late last night, I was like, might as well just open it up and watch it disintegrate.
Yeah. just here we go.
But then I opened up and I saw it's like it didn't
turn it on, it's gonna go.
Yeah, I know. I saw a little bit of a wet spot here and there, but I was like, okay, maybe it didn't seep in enough.
It's all good.
So far.
It's ready to roll.
So far. Continue
the holiday week.
Okay, Cardinal, what holiday?
Yeah.
You're a big 4th of July in?
Well, some of us are here. Some of us don't overlook that. America. Hell yeah.
Four fingers. America. You doing four fingers? Yeah. You doing any four fingers?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm doing
fingers. In the neighborhood, or do you have a certain spot you
want to go to? Listen, by the way, somebody wrote us and said they went and got our discounts.
Ah.
Our four fingers discount.
That's awesome.
So somebody said they went and got our discount. So go see our friends over at Four Fingers.
What's that? 1003.
Well, I'm gonna get
100308.
I said I'm gonna get it.
10.
You're doing too much. All right. That's one of the best, man. So anyway, the address, sorry. Why are you coming on the phone? Okay, 10070 Highway 44 East, Mount Washington, Kentucky.
I can't listen to you and Nikki's.
It's so funny.
Swear lace ridden South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone version. Everybody's upset right now. Because there's some people that really want their four fingers. I didn't realize how vulgar it was.
Yeah. Oh, it was extremely vulgar. But Four Fingers Fireworks, 100-10070 Highway 44 East, Mount Washington, Kentucky. Again, people are telling you, they're going out there. and they're going to get, you're going to get a discount for saying you heard it here on the show. So go out there and let them know.
And they're all
that you heard them.
They're already priced phenomenal.
Oh, they're already. Listen, you're not going to get a better price. You're not going to get a better price.
Can vouch for that. The stuff is terrific. Yeah. They have the good stuff. The Brothers, the Wyndham, the Gladiator. They got the good stuff, and you're going to get a great price for it.
Yeah, yeah, and they're great people. So get out there, man.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, get out there.
Is there a phone call online?
It hung up.
It's probably the FCC.
I
guess we should probably take a break.
Yeah, let's take an early break. Rolling along, 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, I want to get some housekeeping out of the way before we welcome our guest in. I want to take a second to give a special, special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark, and they'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. I like it, man.
Did our guest run and get a coffee or something first?
Yeah, he had to hit the bathroom. had to hit the bathroom real quick. And then.
Okay. 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 Obviously. Okay. I figured that.
So he just, I know, I love how he just talks in her ear. We're just like, okay.
Did he get taller?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
He looks taller.
Is that my backcourt mate? Y'all think Russ and Siva could stop me and Reese?
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me? We coming here hot.
Just jump
right in, man.
Going with uppercut. Yeah, we'll go ahead and pull that close to me.
Wow.
Reese Gaines in the building. What's going on, Reese?
Man, what's good? What's good? It's good to be here, man. Good to see you.
Man, you look great. Appreciate it. You should come here more often, man.
Man, I miss y'all. I watch y'all morning routine now.
You were supposed to call in NBA playoffs.
I was. I wanted to talk about that Jason Tatum.
Okay.
That everyone was talking.
Okay,
about.
You a Jason Tatum?
No, it was more about basketball analysis and basketball people. I get you have to have some analysis for entertainment, for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was affecting the young players too much.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch it closely, Dallas at first was playing similar to Miami's defense.
Mm-hmm.
Five guys on Tatum. He had to pass the ball, hoping he would shoot him out the game.
Right.
He didn't shoot him out the game. He passed the ball. They played Jaylen Brown a little bit differently. He's already playing well, don't get me wrong, but that helped. Everyone's killing Tatum, but if you really watch the game.
Okay.
Tatum did his job, and he actually, that took a lot of mental toughness and discipline not to do what he did.
It's funny. That is what I always held against the first year of Miami. You and I talked about all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, right up until the finals, when Dwayne Wade.
That's when he kind of,
said, okay, you chill, LeBron, let me be the closer. And I'm like, something got off right then in that first year. It seemed like they worked that out.
Tatum got $315 million yesterday. So.
He did.
So, it worked out. So at least Boston recognized.
So he said, "I'm not worried about that that Jaylen Brown MVP." Yeah, like, you think that stung though?
I mean, probably a little bit. Like that's a record on your name. You don't know how many times you're ever going to get back to the finals and win like that. Like, yeah.
Okay, what are we going to do with the flop and the Euro?
Deep down, it did somewhere. But I think he's happy. But deep down, I mean, but sure, he was happy.
Okay, what are we going to do about the Euro step and the flopping? The Luka flopping.
Which defensively, offensively, flopping?
Just the foul hunting. Are we gonna get more of that moving forward?
I think I'm gonna put Luka too in the playoffs. Luka, offensively, he's such a great angle taker. He's always got the guy on his hip on the side. So I think as an old man, I kind of play the same way. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Here it is. Look, the pressure's on. TBT is coming.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
Yes.
Are you happy with your roster construction? Who are we going to blame? Are we going to blame the coach? Are we going to blame the players? Are we going to credit the coach? Are we going to credit the players for the championship?
If we're lucky enough to continue to win, the credit goes to the players. I mean, and the fault goes to the coach. you know, Mark did a great job last year. I'm kind of just building on.
He choked. I told him. I talked to him every day, and I'm like, listen. he was like, I'm gonna throw him under the bus because he'll be like, I mean, we got him right under the basket.
No doubt. He ran. Some
yeah, no,
stuff.
He did good.
He did a good job. It's a tough shot, but I think this year we're gonna. One of the biggest things I want to do is definitely learn from that situation. It becomes one of those games where it's. You know, you're at the park now a little bit, but you're still in an environment where you can run some plays. I call it some cute plays, and you got to have a balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Do I just want to throw it to Trez and tell everybody get out the way? That sounds good, but now they're trapping, and now it's a forced shot. Now they're not calling fouls. Or do I want to run something cute and now we turn the ball over because I'm running triple screens for no reason?
Uh-huh.
So you want to you know, as a staff, find that balance at the end of the game and be ready for that intensity. It's a little different
from the jump.
Yes, be ready. Each one thing about TBT, each minute, each moment, the game gets serious. It starts out fun.
Yeah.
We all start out smiling. Every minute, it gets more serious. You got to be prepared for that.
I think Siva took away the smiling from the first defensive play last year. You know, when he jumped out.
Yeah.
Was that something that came from the sideline, or was that a thing on the staff? Like, let's force the referees to call everything early. Like is that a sideline game plan, or he just kind of went for it?
Man, to be honest. Siva's one of the playing on one leg last year, watching all the film. He's one of the best leaders, still playing. I've seen the way his feel for the game is unbelievable, and his intensity and his leadership. So I think that was always his mindset, is to give all he had to make sure he set the tone for the rest of the players. That's how he. So I think that's just. I think I said it before. That's just who Louisville guards are. Mm. Russ, Payton. That's just what we do. You know what I mean? Like, we get after it. We don't get screened. We're relentless, and we're the ones attacking you at all times.
Talking with Reese Gaines right here. Okay, so what are you happy with your roster? Are you looking to add in certain areas? Like I said, without giving away what you're looking, you know, what you're looking at.
There's a chance we could add a few more players.
What are the rules as far as adding?
I think the later you go, you might get a penalty.
Okay, a financial penalty.
Yeah, but I think right now the roster is great. I mean, obviously you got Montrez, Russ, Chris Jones, Nick Mayo.
Yeah.
Shane, I coached him.
Yeah, my boy Shane.
Yeah.
Shane looked great on film, man. Last year, he was a Louisville big, intense, physical, physicality all day. I mean, everything he did was out of his area. He was just—he was ready for the fight. And at times, CBT games become a little bit of a fight. He's ready for
sure.
Okay, what is the ideal? Because here's the thing. You know, there's that window where you're really hungry, and then a window where, you, like I say, you kind of finding the fun, but you're smart, and you know, you're having a good time enjoying the game. If you want, if you add somebody, would you want to add a younger guy or a veteran guy that probably can handle the intensity of the TBT? Or do you want young intensity?
Probably want a younger, talented guy.
Mm-hmm.
Physically talented, younger athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fresher out of college?
Yeah, closer out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Just newly playing. So somebody with that mindset who's just going to get out there, run, push the ball, because this team is great in the break. We got Kyle. We got shooters. We got guys on space the floor. We got some, you know, so it's kind of want to get that. A guy who can defend multiple positions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so that's kind
of. So, look, 6'4", 6'5". Yeah. Quick out the league.
Fresh.
Just about to get the league.
Yeah, no doubt. I need five
like
of
that
them.
Would fit.
Okay, who's running the scout for the Davenport's Bellarmine Knight? What is it? What is the
it's
the first matchup?
Oh, man.
United. That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Who's running the scout?
Are you tapping into your personal knowledge of
Coach
Davenport?
Coach D's high on his team, man. Now you talk to him, he's high on his team.
He should be. He should be. It's going to be I'm going to practice my coach, my head coach stuff right now. Just let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
He should be. They're a great team, a lot of talent. They play together well.
They start to finish. A very well coached team. Talented
team.
Check. We'd be lucky to survive this.
Exactly. I would agree. I would agree. It's going to be a good game just because those guys know each other. And that would probably be one of our early tests. That's one of our advantages, how well we play together.
Sure.
I know we can't say brotherhood is a Duke thing, but it is a brotherhood. We have all have the same DNA. And that was kind of our advantage right now is, you know, some guys put teams together quickly, and we just been around. We just know each other pretty well. And that's gonna be one of their advantages as well. So we're going to have to combat that. Anytime you have, I think, I'm going to use the word synergy. I don't know if that's where I should apply that.
Sure.
There. But it's an advantage. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be a challenge in that situation.
How excited are you guys when you see the TBT tweeting out and it's like, man, Louisville's already sold, you know, 3,200 tickets or whatever it is? I mean, does that kind of resonate with you guys?
I think so. I think I'm as a head coach, you get really, really corny. So I'm gonna get real corny. I would say it shows everyone the difference between us and them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one's like us, you know what I mean? So that's my corny one. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, and that's what I'm excited about. That's what this whole thing is about, to show everyone we're different. Our fan base is different. Our city is different. We're, you know, if our guys are doing something, if our guys are playing ball, we support it. We go hard, no matter what it is.
How much is that home court advantage an advantage?
Huge. It's not huge. It's
like
not even,
like energy wise.
Yeah,
or
it's
what?
Not even. It's I mean, there's a reason why everybody wanted to come back and play, and this time do more than play. They want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I guess, a lesson learned from last year. And already, that's just the energy. We're going in to win.
So you're saying it felt a little more fun last year, and you're trying to take the fun element a little bit out of it?
Well, now they're just like, oh, this is...
It's a lot more serious than they thought.
Yeah, the fans showed us, wait a minute, I forgot. Well, this is who we are. We're going to win. We're going to play hard. And I think that's going to add a different edge, a different element of excitement, I think.
What about for you, man? Coaching back in Freedom Hall, I mean, that's a big deal. Like, I know you make it about the players, and I know chatting with you, that's what you're going to do. But, like, just for you for a minute in particular, man.
Yeah, I've been asked that question the past couple of days.
Yeah.
I keep saying I'm embarrassed that I don't have a better answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I just start thinking about, like, dang, it is a big deal. It's going to be our fans there, whether they're – how many is there? There are our fans. It's an arena where, man, we had a lot of life lessons there, a lot of good times there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of wins in that arena as well. So it's an important place for me. I take it kind of serious because – you know, we're putting who we are, the city school, on display, and I get a chance to help direct that.
I was thinking about that in particular. Like, is there a pressure? Do you feel an extra bit of pressure on your shoulders? Like, because, you know, when I talk about, you know, people have legacies here, and it's like you put in that legacy kind of on the line a little bit, because you don't want people to see, you know, their later versions of you failing or anything. So do you worry about that pressure at all in the back of your mind, or you just go compete and let chips fall?
Well, I'll say this. First, obviously, go compete. The pressure is great, and I played at the University of Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure.
Yeah, right.
What? Yeah, I mean, I was made. This is why you go here. I mean, you know what I mean? You have to be mentally tough to play here. My will was forged in the fire of the city's love, the city's criticism, and all that, right? Mm. So, not to say I'm made for by alone, but this is what it is. Like, you know, so this is why you come, this is why you coach, this is why you come back, for the pressure, for those challenges. And at the end of the day, I have proof and evidence that I can overcome them because I played here.
So. Okay, without giving away too much, is there a certain, I don't want to say game plan, but is there a certain TBT style that you might change from last year? Like maybe be a little more controlled, maybe ramp it up a notch, maybe rotate guys a little more. Like, are you worried about?
I think I have an advantage of watching. He did such a great. They were such a great job last year, so I have the advantage of hindsight, right? So what I know, the intangibles of this team, they're great together. They love playing
very
together.
Very unselfish.
We got to push the ball up the floor more, right? We got to take advantage of pushing the ball up, pass it to the open guy right away, making plays. Continue to space the floor. It's tough to do with 3-4 practices, right, with new players. Continue to have consistent, great spacing. And late in the game, the Elam ending parts, continue to execute, catch the ball in your right places. Don't be too far out, right?
Do you like the Elam endings?
I do. I do, just because I'm from the era where I know what it is. We played the part. We actually played pickup games where no coaches, no referees, and the game was tied 12-12, and we didn't get a shot up because we fouled 4 times in a row.
Right. Yeah.
So right. I do in that way because I kind of know how to maneuver that.
Yeah.
Like we know what I mean. So
you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. You want to give a shout out to the fans or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, all the fans. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate you guys welcome me back, and so it's an honor to be the. Honored to be a part of TBT, to be a head coach, and thank you guys for having me on, man.
Listen, do not be a stranger. Do not be a stranger. Anytime you want to come in, chop it up. If you want to just get some radio time, like I said, it's good therapy, man. Good sports therapy.
I definitely need to come on some more.
Yep.
I definitely do.
Reese Gaines, that's going to do it. I'm tell you what, we're efforting another guest. So we're going to find out what Nikki wants to do. He still wants to talk on the phone. Quick commercial break, 939 The Ville.
Nikki, I didn't get my song, man. I had this whole I have a whole walk-up song.
My bad, man.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9. This is the number, 93.9 is the station. Before we get into our latest guest conversation, I want to take a second to remind everybody that your home is your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned, operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7977. 6'4". I'm sure I don't have to train on the microphone, but you have a soft, you have a kind of a smoother, softer voice, so you got it really, really.
It's not about training on these microphones. It's like these microphones are just different breed.
Always, finicky. Always finicky, love finicky, when we're bringing good stuff to the community. Introduce yourself to the people.
It's Ali Hinkle here. How's everybody doing?
Where do I know that name from?
I don't know. Oh no, I can't tell you.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. Yes.
Okay, maybe just around, I guess.
Okay, so what do we got brewing? Like I said, I try not to explain anything for anybody coming in here. So kind of just, you know, give us a good explanation of what's going down.
Okay, well, you know, I got a company called the Superstar Market, where I'm doing a lot of management and marketing for, you know, different athletes, entertainment, and I work with companies as well. So, you know, things like that going on.
Oh, listen, we're here to listen. Like I said, just kind of elaborate on what we got going
on.
Say,
yeah. You know, you doing stuff for the community, different things. Got a couple camps coming
up.
So
help get Devontae Parker's camp this weekend. Hope everybody can come out July 6th from 12 to 3 at Ballard High School. Want to get everybody out, kind of, you know, just turn into like an event. People just come out and watch. We're going to get some good weather finally. Got rained out past few years.
Yep.
But other than that, man, just working with different, you know.
I don't want to rush past that. Devontae Parker camp.
Yes, sir.
July 6th.
The Saturday. From 12 to 3.
From 12 to 3.
At Ballard High School. Yeah, so if everybody can just come out and just support the cause, you know, the camp always sells out, but we just get deemed with bad weather every year. This year it's looking good, though, so the high is 85. So we're saying,
do we have a site? Is it already sold out?
It's sold out. It's sold out. But you can't come up if we, because we got like a list. So if you can't come up and figure out, you know, if, you know, somebody didn't show up, we can get your kid in. Yeah, so kind of a wait list type of thing, but you got to be there. You know what I mean?
Get there early.
Exactly, exactly. One of those type of things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I do always, who is going to be in charge of the, because here's the thing. There's always events, and we don't get the video. We don't get the collage as much as we should, especially if we got nice weather. Like, what's the plan for that? Like, that's just one of my things that I'm going to be on everybody who has a camp. We need video footage. We need, you know, just like I said, it's, everybody can do it now with the technology. Yeah. Like, you know, so who's in charge of doing that for you?
We have a few guys. As far as video and stuff, we have a few guys coming up. I can't even name specifically. Like, we have you know, a ton of people just come out and just kind of just, you know, take pictures and videos and stuff just out of, you know, love because Devontae's name's attached to it.
Sure.
But yeah, like no one really specifically.
What accounts? What social media accounts? What I like look forward to?
So they'll be on Devontae's account. They'll be on my business page account, the Superstar Market.
The Superstar Market.
Yes, the Superstar Market. So they'll be getting posted on those.
Yes, sir.
So now, do you enjoy working with, like, because here's the thing, Devontae. He's a guy, obviously local. Oh, you good, man. Local from Ballard, comes up, makes it, man. You know what I'm saying? And then pours back into the city. Yeah. You know, that especially in this area, is such a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a big deal. So just kind of, you know, do you enjoy that process?
I do. I really do, because obviously he's a guy, you know, I tell him all the time, he's a guy that in Louisville, everybody can tell a story about him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, whether it's from Little League, whether it's from AAU, whether it's from, you know, high school, whether it's from at U of L. Like, everybody, you walk down the street and anybody's just in tune with sports, they can tell a story about Devontae on, you know, any occasion. So it's always...
To your point, I think the picture of him catching that ball in the back of the end zone at Ballard is probably still everybody's go-to picture. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you're like, if I'm showing my son, hey, let me show you about Devontae Parker, I dang near pull up the picture from Ballard, and you're like, this right here was dude, when you're like, yeah, he's the dude.
So, but it's always dope to, you know, kind of sit down with him and figure out, you know, how we're going to do the camp every year and, you know, figure out, the new things we're going to bring to the table. It's always dope because he's really excited about it every year, and it makes me excited for us to do a completely free camp and try to come up with the best ideas possible where the kids can have fun and also learn fundamentally about the game. So
businesses that want to reach out to you, businesses that want to partner up with you, how do they contact you?
You can reach me at my email at oh@thesuperstarmarket.com, or you can just hit the Instagram account, The Superstar Market.
The Superstar Market.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. What, anything on any plans on the horizon? Is any ideas that you want to put out there that you want to manifest that are coming ahead?
I don't really like to talk
about.
I do believe in manifesting things, but I kind of want to see it, flourish first.
Fine line.
Yeah, exactly.
Putting it out to the universe and get your ideas stolen.
Definitely just working on a few things on trying to bring in some more athletes. Signed the term with a business in Miami. That's where I'm based. So everything's business wise is going good. Obviously I could be doing a lot more. I feel like me personally, I'm my biggest critic all the time.
Sure.
Everything's good when I just sit back and just look at how things are going. Everything's really good for me. I'm really blessed.
In a good space.
Yes, sir.
Did you just get off tour, Bryson tour? Or Bryson Tiller?
I was on for a little bit.
You better be glad you're on the only show that wouldn't right now be like, "Hey, man, we'll give us the best story from."
It was a cool experience. I'm glad he let me experience that with him. So it was a pretty dope. Being able to go to different cities and see him perform sold out crowds. It was a really dope experience for real. Yeah.
Well, awesome, listen, our platform is open to you. Absolutely. Anytime. So any events you got coming up or anything you want to, get out, you've seen it get to where to get, come back through.
Appreciate
you
guys.
We'll put you on anytime.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. That's going to do it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maven. You're on 93.9 The Ville. Marcus got on out of here. Listen, Pops Maven's in town. It's the day before July 4th. Listen, I was out sick a few days last week at Holiday World yesterday. So get on out here, man. Enjoy Pops. Enjoy some time with the family. And we'll me and Nikki hold it down here for the rest of the show. We got a few things we want to get to.
So Devonta wasn't able to join us.
Yes.
So we got his man Ali.
Yes.
Who's helping with the camp.
Absolutely.
Come and join.
Very cool. This Saturday.
Yeah. Right.
So get out there at Ballard High School. Just come out and support. Again, there's always kids that don't get to show up. So if you want your kid in there, listen, you're one of the first ones there, first couple there, you probably.
There's a pretty good chance.
Pretty good chance you'll get in there. So get out there, do that, and that'll be fun. Also,
12 to 3 Ballard High School Saturday.
12 to 3.
And it should be perfect weather.
Right. Reese, awesome stuff. Always awesome stuff with Reese Gaines, man. Coach Reese Gaines. Excited about that. He kind of hinted out. Listen, probably going to have another edition or so here pretty soon. So we'll keep an eye out on that. Maybe some news today about another player there. So we'll see how that goes. But always good to hear from him, man. Just a legend. It's funny, even Ali come in and he was like, "Man, it's Reese Gaines, man, he's a legend."
He's cool. He lives around town. That's awesome.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, no. Everybody loves Reese, man, and loves what he's doing. He had great stuff to say, and you know. You can see, that's why I wanted to make sure we got that out, because you can see how important it is for Reese, just to be, that's just him, man. He's going to be humble. He's going to talk about the guys and stuff, and that does matter with the guys, but, like, it means a lot to him to be coaching back at Freedom Hall, like, being in this.
You can tell.
Under the Louisville umbrella. Like, so I'm really happy for him, man. It's really, really going to be a special time for him and be able to do that. So excited about that. Again, go get your tickets. You can go to thetournament.com, TBTLU15. Get 15% off your tickets. TBTLU15. Louisville's tickets are selling really, really well. And we would love to get to one of those records, man, you know, getting the sixes, the fives, the six, the sevens, you know, or surpass it, get up to 8-10, you know, whatever.
That'd be awesome.
They're an event, man. They're an event. Like, when you go to them, like, if you go to one, like, everybody can't make all of them. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the 24th, listen, come hell or high water, I'm going to Nashville. I'm going to Blood and Guts. I want to do that. So I don't know if there's going to be a game on that Wednesday or not, but I'm going to be in Nashville for that. We already know that that's going to be, that going to all of them would be tough, but go to a couple. I'm telling you, you will not regret it, man.
It was an electric atmosphere last time.
It is electric. They are events. You know you've got guys out there playing. And on other teams. Like, you'll see guys, you're like, oh, he was in the league. Yeah, that guy was in the league.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, last year, what, A.J. Slaughter was on a team that we were playing. Chris Jones was on another team last year. He's on our team this year. But, yeah, man. Says, I hate that Reese has to clean up the mess. Coach Lieberman left him. I bust Coach Lieberman about that all the time, man. He did a great job, man.
He did a
great job, because there was a few guys on that team that Coach got there. Like,
oh, yeah.
Coach Lieberman was so important to have do that first.
Yeah.
Because he was able to bring the credibility to get guys in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I love that Reese and them, they acknowledge that, and they're very, you know.
Right. Listen. And they've taken the ball and run with it. But yeah, there was definitely that foundation.
Yeah.
Helps establish.
So, and I think Reese and them can take it and run with it and be even better this year. So really, really excited about that. Is it going to rain tomorrow? Is that what I'm reading?
Yeah.
Weather being beautiful, and then is it going to rain on 4th of July?
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about it. It's not supposed to be great weather for the 4th.
Is that going to be tomorrow night, all day, in the morning? Like, what are we looking at here? Because I have a big family cookout. A bunch of people are coming over, which is fine. We can do it inside if we have to. But I'm just curious, what are we looking at here?
Tomorrow is a 70% chance of rain.
But when is
weather
it?
Weather on the ones. Take a look-see.
If that's morning time, you know.
30% chance of rain till 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
And then it won't, you know, Apple weather won't give me the rest.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, what are we looking at tomorrow evening, though?
Yeah, I know.
Because a little rain in the morning.
Let's see.
It's not the worst thing for 4th of July.
Thursday, it's looking like a lot of rain until noon, and then it looks like it kind of clears up. There's no more rain after noon.
Okay.
At least. I mean, there's a good chance of rain, but I'm saying the little rain icons, you know?
Yeah.
And they go from 8 a.m. to noon.
That's what I'm saying.
So maybe the afternoon will be dry.
So sometimes, you know, that's like waking up on a Disney trip. You go to Disney, it's going to tell you it's going to rain every day.
Right.
And if it doesn't tell you it's going to rain every day, I'm going to tell you it's going to rain every day, especially in the summertime. It's going to pop up and rain. There may be no rain on the radar, but it's just going to come a downpour out of nowhere. Like, so that's what I say. I mean, if people were like, oh, it's 70, 80% chance of rain. But I mean, if that's in the morning time, then who cares?
Right.
Like I said, that's probably good on 4th of July. Get soak the ground a little bit,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably safe.
Yeah, and then we'll shoot off fireworks at night.
Yeah, that's actually probably it. Mother Nature's helping us out. Mother Nature doesn't want us to burn down her forests.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
So she's going to give us a little mist.
Right.
A little layer of water there.
Right. Are you guys going to still do fireworks, even though you're not doing
So we're doing intentionally, we're doing a little get-together at my mom and dad's. And they live in a little condominium complex.
Sure.
So it's not really super conducive to, you know, the aerial barrage that we usually do.
Absolutely.
So the fireworks that we have, we're safely storing them, and they don't go bad. We're going to use them next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to go, Jamie and I are probably going to sneak one or two big ones in.
Of course.
And, you know, have mom and dad have to deal with the HOA.
Sure.
I'm going to go to Four Fingers and get me a nice little repeater. Okay. And then we are going to go to the grocery store and get one of those bags of grocery store fireworks.
Yeah.
They're like the ones that are small.
The sparkler. The
little fountains. Yeah, just fountains and stuff. We're going back to our roots. That's how Thunder Over Driveway started.
Yeah.
It was just like a get-together of maybe five people, like my family and maybe like two or three family friends, and a bag of grocery store fireworks.
Do you know... I think it was 3-4th of July's ago, we said, we're going to do nothing but fountains. We were like,
they're actually pretty cool. Yeah,
we were like, this 4th of July, we're doing nothing but fountains. And we had a blast.
Dude, they're fun.
Yeah, we really had a lot of fun. Just, it was like, you know, like even the ones that crack and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we were like, this was fun, and it was one of the more fun 4th of Julys we had had.
Right.
Like, it was like, this is cool, man. It's just fountains. It's like you said, when I was a kid, that's what we really had.
Yeah, right. Like snakes, fountains, sparklers.
There was one called, like, Devil's Delight that was, like, always one of our favorites.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's like, but they were all fountains.
Right.
So we started off when it started getting dusk. You know, you start off with the... Hit my hand.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Okay.
Yeah, but we started off with the fun, you know, just the bottle rockets and the poppers and the little poop snakes. And,
yeah,
you know,
little poop snakes.
Yeah,
right.
Just stuff like that. It was like, okay, that's fun. And then, you know, it's like, okay, now we'll do fountains and stuff. And that was kind of, you know, my papa would always have a big cookout, and that was 4th of July.
Right.
You know, and then that was back when you had to do the illegal trips to Tennessee
to get
or whatever.
The fireworks,
yeah,
right.
But, yeah, it was fun. Nick and his liberal apps trying to stop us from celebrating freedom.
I will not take the besmirchment, because normally the Valvanos are getting letters from people. We absolutely blow the crap out of the neighborhood. But we're taking it back a year.
Texter says Wave weather app is saying 70% until 1 and then 30 to 40% scattered thunderstorms the rest of the day. So it may just be kind of a crapshoot, you know, for the rest of the day, and then just shoot them when you can, the fireworks.
I mean, I feel like that's probably the game plan.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, we are still going to grill and everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we go very American. We do burgers and hot dogs.
Absolutely.
And we do, like, sides. Everybody else is bringing sides.
Yeah, like a little potluck thing. Yeah, we're doing that, and we are busting it out again, and we're going to do it proper this time, the Lou Dog. That, you know, we were talking about. I think we have it perfected, and we're going to try it again this year. So very excited, you know, this go-around with the proper marinated hot dogs, the proper buns. Proper sauce. We're going to do it right.
Explain to me the Lou Dog again.
All right. So basically, and there might have been some, you know, how do I put this mildly? There might have been some herbal. You know, in influence on this.
Yeah.
But we were discussing at my family's house,
mm-hmm.
Their neighbors. We just got to talking about how we saw this chart that had different hot dogs all over the nation.
Okay.
And there wasn't one for Kentucky. So we decided to come up with one for Kentucky or Louisville and named it the Lou Dog.
Okay.
And we decided to put a bunch of staples of Kentucky and Louisville in it.
Okay.
So it's a bourbon infused hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the bourbon.
Wiener. Let's call it a wiener.
Yeah. Bourbon infused wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got that.
Mm-hmm.
We made like a little marinade of bourbon and brown sugar and infused it into the hot dog.
Charity will get same thing tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah.
How you doing? We made a speaking of, we made a cream sauce.
Yeah. Shout out Old Smoky Amaretto.
It's a Mornay sauce. That's what it's called.
Okay.
It's what they put on the hot brown. So I got pecorino cheese and everything.
Now that's legit because I love a good hot brown.
We got some bacon. We got some tomato, just like they put on a hot brown. We got this Mornay sauce, and then we put a splash of Henry Bain sauce, which is what it's just from the Pendennis Club downtown. And all four, five, six of those elements played really nicely together.
Wow.
And we made something that was really good. And I brought it in. I fed my hot dog to Anna, and she didn't get sick. That was good. I fed it to Striebel and Godby, and they gave me some good feedback.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I think I've taken their feedback. We're gonna, you know, try to perfect it.
How about that?
So there we go. So we're doing that Thursday. Now Saturday, are you doing anything over the weekend? Because we have another our friends have a big 4th of July party. Sure. We're going over there. We're bringing inflatable pools and Jello shots.
Yeah. No, I don't. But we did have some last week. Now, I still wasn't quite up to just getting out, but like...
Yeah, I was going to say, you were bad on your
part. Yeah. I mean, I was better by the end, but I was still like, I just don't have the heart to go to a cookout and stuff, you know? Like, we did have... So, kind of the same thing, just ours was a week earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but... Gotcha. So, I said, just spent $200 on ribeyes...
There you go.
...for steak sandwiches for the cookout.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
I think...
Bourbon-infused wieners should be the name of the show.
Bourbon infused wieners. Yeah. That could be the podcast. That might be the next name for the gas bags podcast. We might borrow that.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
But we're gonna get the they're like the New England buns.
Shout out to Bill Jones. Cut my grass right now. Just saw it on the.
Oh God, the last photo was picturesque.
Yeah. Oh, he's the best. Yeah, he's the best. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just got a view from the front of my house there. He's just taking care of business.
So this is random as hell.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're 30 minutes away from a holiday weekend.
No, yeah, we're going to get into it. Yeah, I mean, the only thing serious I still have to get to is...
the video?
No. I heard what Luke and them said with Coach P.
Oh, okay. Like,
I agree with them. But, you know what, let me just talk about that really
quick. Yeah. Can we talk about that really quick? No, please do. Please do.
For those that didn't hear, and then we'll jump back into something... We'll do a little 4th of July chat at the end.
Right.
But Luke yesterday, I thought he had some great stuff on with Mark Ennis about Coach Pitino. And let me be clear, I've been aggravated with some of that. I'm not one that's just like, I hate Rick Pitino now. You know, like, I don't. But. Let me say this. I heard Coach Davenport this morning, and I heard Luke yesterday. And I think both of them, basically, you can listen to that for yourself. I mean, there's a little long clips of both of them and essentially they were both saying, you know, they were a little shocked that, you know, people got so mad because it's, you know, Coach Pitino was really hurt. He was fired by the University of Louisville. And I agree with them on that part. Like, I totally understand why Coach Rick Pitino is upset at the University of Louisville, kind of has a bad taste in his mouth for this area. However, I don't think that is really the issue we're talking about here. Now hear me out. And again, I'm not really combating their comments. I don't want it to sound like that. Like I'm like, okay, well, now I'm debating your comments. That's not really it, because I'm just saying openly, I agree with them. Like, I think everything they said was spot on and correct about as far as Coach Pitino's part. The only thing I would say is I would add to what they both said and say, okay, but there's a fan perspective from this too. And the fan perspective, yes, did we get aggravated with the he's donating money to UK? Yeah, when they say that, that's annoying. Do we get aggravated at the now I see why Kentucky fans didn't want me to go to Louisville? Yes. But what Louisville fans, I think, are really aggravated about, Louisville fans, tell me if I don't want to speak for you, tell me if I'm wrong. the comments are just kind of the fuel that is kind of hiding the real issue here. And the real issue to me is not once has Coach Pitino come out and just said, I appreciate the Louisville fans. Because we stuck with him through it all. And we've sat in the crap for the last 5 years. And I don't think once, and again, like I said, tell me if you think I'm wrong on this. But not once has he come, even after this interview. It's like, I think he says stuff a lot of times and he doesn't think about the collateral damage. And in this part, Louisville is the collateral damage, Louisville fans, where we're like, hang on, why did we just take a left hook?
Yeah, I feel like we caught some strays.
Yeah,
in this,
and
right.
It's like, and not once has he come out and said, and Nick, I don't know if you heard me, but I was, what I was saying was, I don't think it was so much the comments in themselves. Like, yes, they were annoying, but we know Rick Pitino. We know how Rick Pitino is. God, we know what RP Theater is, you know.
Yeah, we've seen this.
We
right.
can understand. He's probably just saying that, you know.
Right,
he's on
right.
a Kentucky-based show. And I will say this. I am very much in the camp that believes he didn't realize he was on KSR. I am very much in that camp. So,
well, to be fair,
yeah.
he wasn't. He was on, pardon my take.
Essentially being streamed on.
Streamed on.
So, like, let me be clear. I'm not in that for people. It's like, oh, he went on Matt Jones. Like, no, but.
He has a relationship with those guys. That's the second or third time he's been on with
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Right?
So that part to me is a non-starter.
Yeah,
but
I agree with that.
I do believe that Louisville fans kind of say, okay, behind all that, though, where our real aggravation is, we've listened to a lot of Kentucky praise, and not once have we gotten a Louisville fan, I appreciate the Louisville fan, you know? And it's like, man, like, we really took a beating over you, man. like we really took a beating over you. Like, come on, man. You know, like.
And we thought we did that with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I guess.
Even that, like somebody said, according to some, that he's kissing up to kind of stick it to John Calipari. I kind of believe that, too.
Their relationship, I never quite understood.
Listen, it was.
I never quite understood.
When Rick got, this goes back to when Cal was at Memphis. Rick got Cal a job, helped get Cal a job. That you have to go look into the history of that. Cal kind of, there was a riff there
right,
after
but,
that.
And then they did the podcast together.
Yeah, but
and,
that podcast was BS.
Right.
Rick did that podcast because he beat Cal. Seriously, he did it right. He did it right after Donovan and then beat Cal.
That's a good point. I forgot about the timing of it. Yeah. Wow. I never actually put that together.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah, it's just one of those things, man, where it bothers me a little bit of that, like, you feel like you're a little bit of collateral damage, man. Like, okay. You know.
I just, it's tough because I know that, you know, he was kind of perp walked out of here.
Yeah.
And everything.
And like.
But a lot of the fan base didn't like that outcome.
No. And like this, for instance, like somebody sent me the tweet of this where he says, like Pitino told Seth Davis, he was like, you know, I love the people at Louisville, the fans, the tradition. I want them to do well. I've tried to lose my bitterness about what happened. I was falsely accused, you know, and like. I feel that, and
right.
and I do appreciate that, but that ain't what he's saying. Like, that's not what he's saying about Kentucky fans, though. And it's like, yeah, like, Louisville fans have went through a lot. For us just to kind of be I love Louisville fans. I can't get over all that other stuff. It's like.
Something that kind of stood out to me.
Come on, man. Like, give us a little more love than that.
There was a major groundswell. Of support for his son to take the job.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, let's not, like, forget about that. Like, and I feel like, I mean, he was, after, you know, the Scott Drew thing didn't happen,
he was the morning line favorite to get the job, at least in terms of the fans.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
behind
yeah.
the scenes, I think it was, you know, shirts. But, you know, in terms of the actual fan base, God. the popular choice,
yeah.
100% was Pitino.
Yeah, yeah.
Was far and away Pitino. And I feel like, I don't know, there's just a tiny part of me that I feel like that's being kind of ignored
yeah.
with all these comments where it's yeah. like, you know, yeah, sorry, we couldn't take you back, but we still have love for your family and your son. And wanted him here.
Yeah.
And there's a tiny part of me that's like, are you just kind of ignoring the fact that there were yeah. banners for your son?
Oh, like, yeah. Like, I mean, I wanted Coach, I mean, Richard Pitino more than anybody. I mean, like, yeah. So it's, I don't know. Just to me, man, it's like, okay. Like, it feels like you're really reaching an olive branch out there. That so my point is, like, I think for me, that's where, because I agree with Coach Davenport, and I agree with Luke. I think everything they said was spot on. Like, I'm not like, oh, it should be anti-Rick around here now. But, like,
I don't think that either.
You also got to understand why there's going to be some hurt, too, from the fan side.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because we very much understand why there's some hurt with the university in you. Because yeah. it hurt us too.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
we're not saying that you're well, that he's yeah. wrong to feel that way,
right?
To an
right.
extent, we're just saying that.
And honestly, we don't really care about the Kentucky love. Like, we knew he. I mean, we know how. Like, we know he loves Kentucky. Okay, we know that. Like, we knew that while he was here. It's not. We're not.
Right. He left on his own volition. Over
yeah,
there.
We're not.
He left on top yeah, not, over there.
Nobody ever fought him about that because he was great and we loved him. You know.
Right.
So I'm like, I feel like after those comments.
So then what are we mad at?
There should have been at least an
olive branch thrown towards Louisville, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I feel like when you go on that station and you say, hey, I'm cutting checks to the Kentucky program now. I understand now why Kentucky fans didn't want me at Louisville. We're kind of the collateral damage in that, man. Like, yeah. You're kind of just leaving us out here now. Like, oh, well, dang, dude. I mean, can we get a tweet or something? Like, can we get a – I mean, he couldn't have said on that show, like, hey, man, the fans in this state, in this whole state, whether it be Louisville and Kentucky, have just been amazing to me.
Yeah, right. You know?
Because Kentucky fans weren't amazing to him.
No.
Like, let me be clear. Louisville fans have been pretty good to him. Kentucky fans were not.
Well, I mean,
you can go back and check some of the history on that. They were not good to him.
Louisville sat through how many, you know, scandals that were, I mean, the Cypher thing, Minardi Hall thing. I mean, it wasn't until the Tugs Bowen thing that they finally
it had nothing to do with that. That board of trustees, the governor, all that stuff together, that was just a hit job. I don't care what anybody says about that. It was a clear hit job. If nothing had ever happened there and that had not been a hit out on him, I don't think Tom Jurs would have fired him, first off. I think it would have passed over the same way it did everywhere else. You know what I mean? And Rick Pitino would be the coach today. And that'd be that. I just think that's a whole nother conversation. But to your point.
But the fans.
It wouldn't change the egg we had to wear.
Yeah,
even
right.
If we
and the fans stood. You. The fans stood by him, yeah, behind
your,
all those.
Your
by
point,
point.
Your point still holds very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think it's going to be something that's going to just keep lingering. And like I said, I do think what Coach Davenport this morning and what Luke said with Mark yesterday, I think was correct. I mean, I think they were right. Both of them were right, spot on with it as far as from coach's point of view, as far as from their relationship with coach's point of view. And I don't think it's something where it's like, oh, they're just taking up for him. Like, no, they had a good point. Like, you got to understand the hurt, what he went through after getting let go here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the way he was let go here. Like, I mean, that was pretty unceremonious. You're talking Rick Pitino, they basically, you come in and they're like, the locks are changed. You can't go in your office and get your stuff. You got to get out.
No, he got perp walked out of here.
Yeah, it was what? Like, it's Rick Pitino, man. He can't go in and get his stuff. But everything else, like I said, I just hope he puts something out. I said it the day it was said. I hope he puts some kind of something out here soon. I mean, Peyton Sievers coaching here, like, I mean, and I know it's different, but we get the Mark Pope video, we get all that, and it's just like, okay. Even though I do have a theory on the whole Mark Pope, Rick Pitino love, and this is very Rick Pitino, and we'll rivalry for a second. I do have a point on this, the Mark Pope, Rick Pitino love.
Okay.
The only reason Rick's doing that, he knows Mark Pope's not that good.
Really?
He knows he's going to kick the crap out of Mark Pope. He knows it. He knows it, Nick. That's the only reason Rick Pitino. Do you think Rick Pitino would be doing all this
magnanimous stuff? Yeah.
Oh, Mark Pope. Oh, we're going to play him. Oh, my God. It's going to be the best. Like all this stuff. If he didn't
think that he was going to absolutely mop the floor with him.
Yes. Well, no, nobody said Tom Jurs fired Rick. Texter, he's not. Yeah, no. I love Tom. Been to Tom's at Clearwater. Like, it's my guy. Yeah, no, nobody said Tom Jurs fired him. I'm saying if all that stuff had not happened, Tom Jurs would not have fired him. That's okay. I guess the way I said that, I get what you're saying, Texter. Yeah, I'm saying Tom would have never fired him. That's what I was saying. Okay, I guess they took it as I was saying
that
Tom wouldn't have fired him, even though no, Tom didn't fire him. Tom, but I'm saying he wouldn't have.
Yeah,
so right. It would have just moved on. But okay, fair enough. The way I said that, I take it back. That's fair. But he knows he's gonna beat the crap out of. And listen, when Rick Pitino beats the crap out of Mark Pope, he knows what Kentucky fans are going to do. They're going to be like, we need Rick.
Bring back Rick.
I mean,
and it all comes full circle.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine? And I don't know that he'll go back, but like, here's the thing. He absolutely knows. He would not be saying that stuff if he thought Mark Pope was this elite coach that was going to kick his butt. It's Rick. There's no way.
I never thought of it that way.
There's no way.
I mean, when you bring up the fact that he went on Cal's podcast after he beat him.
Yeah.
He did.
It's Rick, man. He's like, he don't think much of Mark Pope.
Well, he might think he's a fine coach, but he thinks he's better.
Listen, I think he thinks the way Louisville fans feel about Mark Pope. Fine coach.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of him.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they might beat us this year.
Right.
Yeah, Texter, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I've good clarification on that. Yeah, like, listen, it was, I mean, they might beat us. Who knows? But I'm not afraid of Mark Pope at Kentucky.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid that Kentucky's going to rip off all these championships or anything. I'm like, hey,
he's fine, he's but I'm coach. Not threatened.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
Fine, but not threatened.
Yeah, they'll get hot, though. They're Kentucky. They'll always be pretty good. I mean, right. No matter whether you want them to be or not, you know. But, yeah, and I'm telling you. For Rick Pitino, I'm like, he knows he can smoke Mark Pope. So he's Mr. Video. So
suddenly this is the best game ever.
Man, Mark Pope, well, he's the best. He's the best. It's like, because he's going to smoke him. And he knows it. Let's see. Texter says, I'm done with Rick. I've gotten to the point where what he says, Rick brought a lot of drama, never took the blame. Somebody said it was under his watch. Somebody said, yes, he's dead to me. I'm out. I mean, and there probably is something, but you probably were pretty close to that or even before, though. Let's see. I'm just looking at some of the other stuff. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me get to the phone lines here because I got a lot of texts coming in, too, and I want to get these. Janky, you're up first, man. What's going on?
Hey, so you talked about the hit job against Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
And how he's kissing the butts of all these UK fans and the university. The hit job was led by them. It was their lackey, it was the governor that was beholden in their pocket.
Yep.
And then he replaced the board with a whole bunch of UK sympathizers.
That's a great point.
And so he's literally going back to kiss the hand that killed him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, listen, Jinky.
Disturbing.
No, Jinky. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, one of the gas bag podcasters right there, Jinky.
Shout out, my boy.
You're spot on. Now, if we want to do that, we can go a whole nother 2 hours about that. Because that what Jinky said right there is the absolute facts. And I think that's another part of the Louisville fan agitation is, so when you ask, maybe we are mad. Maybe we are.
Well, I definitely think we're mad. I'm not sure we know exactly what we're mad about.
I think I can go back to 10 minutes ago and tell myself, no, you know what you're mad about. I said we're not really mad about the Kentucky stuff. Maybe we are. Maybe we are. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we are just mad about, like, no, it's just the fact that you're just kissing up to them now.
Right. After like, and ignoring everything.
They put us in the spot. Yeah. Like, they put us in the spot. Yeah. Like, this is where we're at. I mean, I remember sitting in here with Marcus Maben, man, and we're watching the video of Rick Pitino and them, and we're like, fans think. And Marcus and I sit in that studio over there. I swear to everything that I love that we sat in there and we said, you know, I think a lot of fans think, well, it's fine. We'll just hire another coach and be fine. We were like, we're not going to be fine. Like, this is bad. This is bad. Like, we're going to be in trouble. Like, it's going to take a while. Now, I figured we would make one hire and it would go, you know, be like, oh, it's a big downfall from Rick. And then it would, that guy would get, and then we would be like, boom, boom. And now we're back. 5-6 years, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was 2018, 27, or yeah, it was the year of 2017 when that happened. Like, and it's 2024, and we just now finally feel like we're all on the same page. We're back to possibly being, and even now, technically, knock on wood, we don't know. I mean, we think this is the one, you know, like, it's like, it looks the best it's looked. I mean, I really am confident Pat Kelsey's going to do a good job.
Same.
But we still aren't 1,000% sure, you know, so you get what I'm saying?
No, like, absolutely.
I don't mean that it's any shade towards Pat Kelsey, but it's like.
No, but we're just now.
I can't guarantee we're going to be the best team ever, you know, but I think we look pretty good.
Yeah, we finally.
It's the most confident I've been in, you know.
And that's how many years? 7 years later?
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 years later. Seven long years.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave, let's get Dave in here. Dave, welcome in, man. What's going on, buddy?
Doing today, man. I mean, I know Rick has a lot of sympathizers, and he was a great coach. I would not take that away from him. But personally, sometimes as a human being, Rick could be a b-hole. And the coaches that call in sometime and talk on his behalf and things like that, sometimes they can be, you know, great egos and b-holes also, buttholes. And, you know, as a human sometimes, you just got to take responsibility for your action. You were the man at the beginning of this program. You ran this program, you know, and I know that he loved the game of basketball, but I don't really want to say Rick really loved, you know, the University of Louisville the way that my opinion, that he loved the University of Louisville. I think he just loved what he did as a professional. And he has to stand up sometime and say, hey, you know, I was the captain of this ship. You know what I'm saying? And it was on his watch. Regardless of who sympathizes with him, he still was the captain of the ship. And it was on his watch. And every coach in every profession, NBA, college, high school, even if the guy over at Bellarmine messes up, he's still the captain, you know, and you got to take responsibility for your actions. And that's all we're asking for is just man up, you know. And it was about, to me, his ego getting broken into, his character being displayed on the world. Well, he's not perfect. Rick, you're not perfect. You make mistakes. And that's just what it is. We all do. So just suck it up and be a man and handle it and move on. Stop trying to take a shot at everybody. You know, when he gets an opportunity to. Nobody needs that because the fans love Rick. We love what he did for us. You know, but he didn't love everybody back the same way we gave love to him. But that's all I have to say about that. And a great show and go Card. For life.
That's it, man. That's it. Dave, I appreciate the call. I do think a lot of people feel I'm not saying I necessarily do, but I do think a lot of people feel the way Dave feels on that. I do like how he ended that, though. Go Cards for life. It does feel like we are on the same page, which I do like. And again, that's what I said. The oddest this is that me and Nick had this conversation last week. It was like, man, it might have been the best thing to happen, even though it was odd. Steve, close us out here, man. Steve, welcome in. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Good to hear you, Mr. Rummage, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Glad you're in Louisville for a while. But anyway.
Visiting, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, anyway, you know, Rick was talking about, or Luke was talking about yesterday, how the university, you know, did all this and that, and they did, but those were Bevin's transplants onto the board of Regency, who he put there to, I don't know why he had it in for U of L so much. But, I mean, I'm not going to say that Rick didn't do anything wrong. Absolutely not. I'm not going to say that.
Sure.
But I just feel like that it wasn't the university he knew who did that to him. And I'll never forget it, you know, this thing with KSR, because if the vulgar way that Matt Jones made fun of him and the problems caused for his family, I still can't believe it today. I'll never get over it, and that's just the way it is. So,
hey, Steve, listen.
Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you. Yeah, appreciate you, Steve. Yeah, I mean, there's just so much to unpack, man, and it is I think Janky really hit it on the head there, man. He almost made me amend my own statement on that one. Yeah, where it's like
kissing the hand that kills.
That might be why we're mad. That might just be why we're mad. It might be that is the thing. Regardless, listen, it was said. I think it has, whether you like it or not. I do think some people have now been pushed over one side or the other to make a stance on where they feel about Rick Pitino. I don't think it was the case before. I think it was like some people didn't really care for him, but at the end of the day, it was like, it's Rick.
Yeah, right.
Now I do think that there is a certain portion of the fan base that's like, okay, screw you.
Yeah, we're done.
And we're on.
Yeah.
And regardless, the good news is we're all behind Pat Kelsey. And that is.
It was a united. There was a uniting factor about this.
That's the most important thing. And stuff. Before we hit the break, or before we hit the music, let me tell you about my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. Get out there. Listen, you want to enjoy your 4th of July. You want to enjoy everything you got going on there, man. Listen, go check out my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Look, get on tristatemenshealth.com. Take the low-T quiz. It's going to be 10 questions. Take about 2 minutes. Yes or no answers. Very simple. If any of that applies to you, just go see them. Listen, it's a quick 30-minute appointment. It's going to be $99. You go in there. Listen, if you sign up for testosterone on that day, they're going to waive that $99 fee. So you're not going to have to pay that. And then you can just get started on your testosterone. And there's things they can do to work with you. So as far as payment and how you can get that taken care of. So go check it out. I promise you, I know people that are on it. I have a charity's uncle who's getting married here in a few weeks. Can't wait. I'm in that wedding. Excited about that. It's just feeling the best he's felt in a long time. And it's so awesome to me and him. We had dinner the other day and we both had half of a taco salad. And I was like, I'm full. I feel good. And I'm working out again. I'm back in the gym. I'm feeling better than I have in a long.
Looking good too.
Yeah. I mean, literally feeling I have in a long, long, long time. And it's not really a trendy diet. It's nothing like that, you know, where I'm like, I can't do this. I'm like, I can do this. I can eat this way the rest of my life, you know. So listen, go check them out. Get in there. If you're just not feeling yourself, not seeing the same gains in the gym, not seeing results the way you want to, go check them out. Nikki V's checked them out. James Strebel, Mark Blankenbaker, myself, Mark Lieberman. Drew's even been over there and did some stuff. So there's a lot of people over here have done it, and we're all seeing big-time results from it. So Tri-State Men's Health, go check them out and tell them you heard about them right here on 93.9 The Ville. So shout-out to that. Nikki, what do you got coming up on Pop Show?
We got our man Mark Kestisher. Kesty's going to join, talk a little NBA free agency, and you know, put a bow on the NBA season. And then our man Eric Crawford, EC, will join at 1:30.
Okay.
And then I need to talk to you, actually. Our man BJ Cadle usually does a fireworks safety segment every year. The last go-home show for 4th of July. He puts on professional shows, like fireworks shows.
Yeah.
He's a little busy today, understandably, you know. Yeah. So he's like, hey, I can't make it this year. Do you think our man from Four Fingers would come on and talk a little bit?
Oh. Good asking.
Shoot him a text.
Shoot him a text.
I mean, you know, it is tradition.
Casey Clark. He's the man, dude.
I'll shoot.
Oh. He loves to talk.
But might not be a bad one.
Give him a go, man.
Yeah. So, you know, there we go. So,
but we need that because we don't need any injuries.
Yeah. Four Fingers is hilarious.
It's funny, but we don't actually want people with four fingers.
We want everyone to keep their digits this year. Yeah. So.
It's a great song, man.
I love this song.
This is just a great song. Well, y'all, listen, enjoy freedom while you got it.
get out there and have a, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I should just let it go. Yeah, I know. I should have just let it go. Nick, appreciate you, man.
Happy 4th of July,
my
man.
Week, and we'll be back on Monday.
Yes.
Monday.
Hopefully, God willing. Yep.
Monday, middays with Marcus Maben, 9th through 9 Deville.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.